Hey guys, welcome to the Evolved Healing Podcast. I'm your host, Esteban Tovar. Today I want to talk about a book that I've been reading called Mindworks, a practical guide for changing thoughts, beliefs, and emotional reactions. It was written by Gary Van Wormerdam. I bought this book about 2 years ago, and I never really got into it until a few weeks ago, where I actually started to read it again, and I actually found it interesting this time. The book is a practical way to actually change your beliefs. And if you don't know what beliefs are, I'll be talking about it in this podcast. What beliefs are is essentially something that guides your life. It's a form of perspective. So in the book, the author describes two guys that are drinking in the bar and they're having a discussion. One is an atheist and another guy believes in God. And the atheist is talking about how he doesn't believe in God because there's no evidence of him or her of God. And so he's saying that he was stuck in a snowstorm and he was pretty much begging for his life. Even though he didn't believe in God, he said he was going to give it a try because he had nothing else to do. He had no other option. And he was desperate. So he fell to his knees and he asked God to help him and to save him. That's when two Eskimos came and helped him get out of the snowstorm. They guided him back to town. The person that believed in God, he said that, well, obviously that means that you do believe in God. The two Eskimos did guide you out of the snowstorm and into town. And so that was God's doing. The other guy still did not believe him. And he said that it was just two Eskimos who helped him. And they had nothing to do with God. This describes how even though two people hear the same story, have two different perspectives on it. And so because they have two different belief patterns, they cannot agree with each other. And so that's one way to describe beliefs. Another way to describe beliefs is that beliefs are a system of thought patterns that guide our lives and guide our perspectives. And so because they guide our lives, we all have different forms of perspectives and we all live differently. And so because of that, we might find it difficult to agree with other people, and we might find it difficult to even succeed in life because of our beliefs. For example, there's a story about in the book, there's a story about a guy who's very successful and who's very smart, and he always gets promoted, but he has something that's called the imposter syndrome. He always feels like he's wearing a mask, and he always feels like he doesn't deserve what he has, and he doesn't deserve his success, despite always being successful and always being described as brilliant by other people. And so he changes jobs constantly, but he's never happy. And this is because he actually has a negative belief that makes him feel like he doesn't deserve what he has. And it makes him feel like he's just not a smart person or brilliant like others seem to think so. And so that's another way of looking at beliefs. But this is going to be a short podcast. I just wanted to describe the book, my experience with it. But I also want to talk about a little bit more about the beliefs. The beliefs affect our emotions. And so a lot of our emotions actually come from positive or negative beliefs. So if we have a positive belief about something, then it's going to make us feel good and it's going to give us joy. And if something makes us feel negative, it might make us feel sad or angry or depressed or hurt. So the author describes that in order to actually change a belief, then we actually have to change our perspectives. And I have actually done these exercises from some of these chapters, and they actually work really well. What the author says that we can do, I think he says that there's also different ways of actually changing our beliefs. This is just one way, and it's very helpful. I've done it this way that he describes. But one way that we can change our beliefs is by changing our perspective. So one thing that we can do is just create characters or take notice of the different characters that make up the belief. So a belief can have different points of view or different characters with their own belief patterns. So, for example, he describes a character in the story where the author describes a character in the story where he the guy doesn't like slow drivers and it makes him angry, and he always kind of tailgates behind the slow drivers, and he always wants them to rush because he feels that they are dumb and they are just that they should speed up. But he had but the character had an experience where his father, who was a very tough man, a hard worker, who had stomach pain, and so he asked his son to drive him to the hospital. And because his father asked him this, it means that his father must have been in a lot of pain. This is what it meant to the character, because his father never complained about anything, and he had a high tolerance for pain. And so the character is actually driving his father, and he's actually driving normally, which is at a pretty high speed. But his father, who's in pain in the back seat, asked his son to actually drive slower because the bumps is actually pretty painful for the father. It causes the father a lot of pain. And so because of this, the son actually had to drive at a very slow speed or very slow to the son, because the son usually drives at like 60. The father wanted him to drive at around 20, a speed of 20 miles per hour. And so the son actually noticed that there were other cars piling up behind him and actually trying to, and tailgating him and actually trying to, which is what the son noticed, or maybe his belief made him think this way, but it made him feel like they were tailgating him and wanted him to speed up. And this actually made the son embarrassed, and it kind of made him feel bad because he was usually on the other end, and it made him realize that maybe the other people were driving slowly because there was a reason for them to drive slowly, and he never considered it. And so that actually kind of made him aware of his belief that slow drivers are dumb and that they should speed up and drive faster. There were different perspectives here. One was that in the story, one perspective was that the son actually had negative thoughts about slow drivers, and so that made him kind of condescending to the slow drivers. Another perspective was the son, who cared for his father and wanted to drive slowly, and he wouldn't dare drive any faster or else he would cause his father pain. There was even another perspective where the son became aware of his negative beliefs, and how the son became aware of the negative belief, which was that he thought that drivers that were slow drivers were actually just dumb and lazy, or you know, just negative thoughts about them. And he realized that maybe they had a reason to drive that way. And yet there was even another belief, this is the last one here, where the son actually was kind of arrogant and thought that he knew what the other drivers were thinking, when in reality they might not have been thinking anything negative at all about the son driving slowly. So these are different perspectives for one story, and this combination of perspectives can actually change somebody's belief. It makes somebody aware of their beliefs, and it allows them to actually let that belief go. If it doesn't match their authentic self, it doesn't actually matter. And beliefs are actually kind of easier to let go if there's not a lot of faith invested in them. And faith is the word that's used in this book. So faith is pretty much the glue that holds beliefs together. The more faith that somebody has in a belief, the stronger that belief is. So for example, one might have a belief that there are bad drivers out there, and that people are bad drivers. And so because of this, whenever somebody gets in a car and drives, or they see an accident, you know, just anywhere, then it's going to solidify their belief that people are bad drivers. It's going to make them cautious and worry about drivers. On the other hand, if somebody believes that people are good drivers, the reason for this could be that they grew up around people that were good drivers, and so they never had to worry about drivers. They're going to believe that they are good drivers out in the world, and they're going to feel safe around drivers. And so because of this, driving, it's actually going to be make them feel safe and better. And so people who believe that there are good drivers out there and that everybody's a good driver, if they have that belief, then faith and people's driving abilities will increase every time they go outside into the street or into traffic, and it's going to make them feel safe. Even though there might be some crazy drivers out there, it might not affect them because they believe that people are good drivers. So even though the reality is the same in both situations, it's the different perspectives that actually change somebody's, that makes somebody either feel safe or makes them feel paranoid or bad or good. It all depends on the belief patterns. And so faith is the, as has been said before, faith is the glue in the beliefs. So faith, depending on how many times somebody experiences a situation that makes somebody feel good about their belief, then it means that faith can actually increase that belief and make it stronger. Faith also has a big part in beliefs. So for example, if somebody has grown up believing something, like the driving, then the constant experiences of bad driving situations might make that faith in the belief that there are bad drivers in the world stronger, and same and vice versa. So faith is like the glue in these situations. But also going back to characters, so different characters actually can make up a belief pattern because they are different perspectives. The writer actually said that after a while, after doing the exercises for a while, which is where you write down, let's say you had an experience with a belief, you write down the belief. So let's say you had a certain experience at work or at home with your parents or at school. You write down this experience. You write down what you felt. You write down everything. He recommends writing it in third person so that you don't get emotionally invested. And then once you do, once you write that down, you actually kind of fragment it into different characters. So you can write down like, oh, this character believes that people shouldn't do this. And so you write down that character's name. You can make up any name. And then you expand on that character's belief patterns, because each different character has different belief patterns or belief bubbles. And if you feel like you got offended, you can write that, like this character got offended, and you can write their belief bubbles, belief patterns. And then you keep doing that until you have enough characters, after you have found all the characters that you think were part of that belief pattern. And then through this type of writing, you might actually find the belief. You might find the belief, and you might find why you actually feel, and then you might find why you felt an emotional reaction to this belief pattern. And then once you discover it, the belief will actually just fall away because you discovered it, and you actually, your consciousness kind of, or your authentic self, kind of just saw it as silly, and it didn't match up with your true you. And so it's pretty much just about changing your perspective and then bringing the light on these belief patterns that don't make sense and are not a real part of you. There's another thing that you can do. There's another way of actually getting different perspectives in this book. And this is actually called archetypes. So archetypes are like a larger pattern. They're like larger characters. And there's a few different archetypes. These archetypes include the judge, who judges people and who judges you and who creates rules. And these rules are often, they can be contradictory, which is why sometimes you might feel confused. The victim is the one that accepts the judge's judgment. The victim feels good because it has kind of like oh, woe is me type of mentality. And so it feels good experiencing this type of mentality, this type of belief bubble. And the judge always judges the victim because the judge cannot judge itself. There's also the pleaser, who pleases people. The fixer, who always tries to fix the problems, also called the hero. The princess, who thinks everything should be the way the princess thinks it should be. The villain, who can also be called a rebel. And so there's these different archetypes, and you can do the same thing here. Like the judge judges the victim and the victim feels bad. And then you can keep doing this until you find the true character. The true belief. And so to actually wrap it up, I'm going to talk about one belief that I just discovered today, which is that I didn't really like dressing well. And so because I didn't really like to dress well, I don't know why, I always felt insecure and I always felt like I stood out. And if I dressed well, you know, like even like a nice button down shirt and some slacks and like some dress up shoes, that was too much for me. And I always felt like insecure and unconfident and anxious. And the reason through doing this, these exercises, I actually found out that the reason I felt insecure and kind of anxious was because, and this is going to sound silly, was because I felt like people associated dressing well with millennials. And so my judge characters didn't want to be associated with millennials because my judge character thought that millennials were kind of lost and they didn't have any type of direction in their life. And maybe I picked up this belief from, I don't know, it could have been from anything, the media, something I heard, but I didn't know about this belief until I discovered it today. And so I'm not sure how it's going to go. The book did say that some beliefs, once you uproot a belief, it can disappear completely and you will never have an emotional reaction to it again. And then some beliefs do take longer for them to die. Like a plant that hasn't been watered, it will still live for about 2 weeks, but eventually it will die. So some beliefs last longer, others are gone instantly once you actually kind of bring shine light on them. So anyways, that was one. And if you guys actually want to know more about this book, I actually wrote a blog post about it on my Evolved Healing website. So that would be evolvedhealing.site. And I wrote a blog post about it. And so if you want to know more about it, you can actually read that blog post. And I do recommend reading that book because it is pretty good. And it has helped me tremendously in the short amount that I have used it. So my website is evolvedhealing.site. And I also have a few blog posts on that website that you can read as well.